This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and soon to be baseball season in the Tampa Bay Rays, the Eastern Division, the American League champions. They also won the Eastern Division of the Major League Baseball, and we'll see what happens this year. Now, two great radio stations, hello, all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes along to all of our EMTs, our police, our firefighters, our active duty military, our veterans, as well as our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, the one, the only, the world famous, Kyle Warren. Whoop. There you go. Are you there, sir?
I am here. Thank you, Captain.
All righty. Well, guess what? Our little thing isn't doing its thing again. Oh, well, who the hell knows? You got me on that one. Okay, now, let's get started with what we need to get started with, and that's the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words out there for everybody, under God, because our great country was started and formed under Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's not forget the fact that in this day and age in which we live in, we have got this little problem down on the border, Kyle. And that little problem is yesterday prompted Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, to come back out and mention to the world. He put out a press release, and that press release said that they left the border in secure hands. As a matter of fact, here it is. We proudly handed the Biden administration the most secure border in history. All they had to do was keep this smooth-running system on autopilot. Instead, in the span of just a few weeks, the Biden administration has turned a national triumph into a national disaster. They're on their way in over their heads, and they're taking on water fast. The second paragraph says, the pathetic, clueless performance of Secretary Mayorkas on the Sunday shows today was a national disgrace. His self-satisfied presentation in the middle of the massive crisis he hoped to engineer is yet more proof he is incapable of leading the DHS. Even someone of Mayorkas's limited abilities should understand that if you provide catch and release to the world's illegal aliens, then the whole world will come.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And going back to the campaign, This was talked about. This was the idea. This is what was going to happen if Joe Biden were to be elected president. So we're seeing come to fruition exactly what we warned about. Now, it's interesting, of course, Captain, because President Trump is saying that the Biden administration inherited the most secure border. But now, on the other hand, the Biden administration people are saying that President Trump dismantled the processes at the border and so forth. That's their way of saying that President Trump was no longer allowing unfettered, border crossings to occur. So this is the real proof is in the pudding. The American people are seeing this firsthand now. It's now starting to be more and more of a news item. They're seeing the buses. For example, I was watching footage of buses pulling up to the convention center there in Dallas. They're bringing people in Texas. People are seeing this now. They know exactly what's happening.
Yes, and when you take a look at some of the polls that are out there, this little thing I'm going to read definitely agrees with what you just said. It says a majority of the voters are concerned about the current flow of migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border. Notice they're being polite. Migrants, they're actually illegals. And opposed plans reportedly being considered by Congress this week to offer amnesty to those same undocumented immigrants who are illegals.
Well, exactly right. So, again, We have to believe what the Democrats tell us in campaign mode, that they want to do these kinds of things, and given the opportunity now, they're making it happen. And I do think it's important to say, Captain, though, the American people, they understand why people want to come to the United States. What they're having the real problem with now is that Joe Biden has simply opened the gates and said, essentially by his actions. Now, they'll try to tell you, well, we're saying the border's closed. Mayorkas, I think, was saying the border's closed. But it's not really closed when you're having thousands and thousands of people come across, basically. You're putting them on buses and on airplanes, sending them off to parts unknown. And a lot of these, unfortunately, yeah. You know, this is what's happening.
You know what we need?
What's that?
Where is the Lone Ranger when you really need him?
Yes, no kidding. Well, that's right. Well, we need somebody to ride in and try to provide some kind of solution.
Okay, here comes the music. If I hear what we'll do is we'll volunteer Mike in Clearwater to go down there and straighten the mess out.
I like it.
All right, hold that hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man called Kyle Warren. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I ran into a couple of people over the weekend that were having some problems and issues, and they told me that they'd listened to the Relief Factor commercials, and they had tried that, which is a good thing to hear. And I said, well, how did it work out for you? And they said, well, we ordered more because it worked for us. One person said that he had just terrible pains in his knees and couldn't get over the pain and didn't know what to do. He didn't know if he needed knee replacements or what the deal was. It just kind of came out of him after doing some exercise. He said within an hour, he had no more pain in his knees. And I said, well, the Relief Factor helped, but I'd still go get your knees checked. And he says, well, I'm going to. But in the meantime, I'm going to take the Relief Factor. So the reason for that is because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which, if taken regularly, will help you to reduce inflammation, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain and lower or even eliminate the pain altogether that you're having. Now, the best thing, 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in so that it will help you to heal. It'll help get you healthy joints and healthy muscles. If you're not in pain, you can do a little bit more. So here's how you start. The 3-week quick start, $19.95. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And after you take that, it'll start automatically coming to you. But you have to go to the website they gave me. They gave me the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. While you're there, you'll see other products that they have as well that also will help you. They are a wellness products company, and I'm telling you, their stuff works. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good, Captain.
We're two for two.
That's right.
Now, the illegal aliens, immigrants, call them what you want. I call them aliens still, that are coming here to the United States are apparently being documented, being cleaned up, and then being shipped somewhere, released without any court date. How can you do that?
Well, it seems to me that, you know, there was a very small percentage of people who would come back even if they had a court date. Now, if you have no court date, then there's literally no incentive, I think, to really be processed properly through any system at this point. And so that's a very, very concerning thing, Captain. Again, the American people, I think, you know, don't want to simply have unfettered free-for-all. That doesn't make any sense. And yet the Biden administration seems to constantly turn the knob a little bit more towards being completely ridiculous on this.
And contrary to public opinion, they are not all walking around with ankle braces.
Well, exactly. But again, this is the message, by the way. Now, as I said, the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, the Secretary Mayorkas, they can all say, don't come. The border's closed. We're not doing this right now. It's wait till we're set up.
Mm-hmm.
But the message that's out there, Captain, of people who are making the trek from different countries in Latin America, for example, the message is, no, you're going to go to the United States. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And just go there.
Well, we heard a question answered by someone in the White House. I don't know if it was Jen Psaki or someone else, because there was a bunch of shouting going on when this happened. They wanted to know when Joe Biden would go to the border. And the answer back was, well, we'll go at some point.
He'll go at some point. Boy, that's leadership. Of course, if he went to the border right now, he would simply spotlight all of the problems and, yes, the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
There's that word again, that's actually going on there. So they're going to keep him as far away from the border as possible.
Now, retiring Ohio Senator Rob Portman had a ride-along with Laura Logan. He invited her to ride along. He's urging action right away to help the overwhelmed Border Patrol with what they need to do down there. And also, we found out that the Biden solution is, you ready for this, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to spend $86 million on hotel rooms for illegal aliens. Three hots and a cot, and probably food, too, at a hotel of their choice.
Well, that's right. Now, this is
actually a hotel of the government's choice.
Well, right. Well, this is supposedly to get people away from the detention centers, as it were. But again, this is $86 million. That's right. And that the Biden administration is willing to spend on this.
Yeah.
And again, it goes against the idea of having orderly immigration.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to be in a Motel 6 or a Motel 8? Or one of those cut-rate motels? I say no, they're not.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, they'll probably wind up in maybe a Marriott or a Holiday Inn or a Travelodge or something like that that's a little bit fancier. That's just my thought because of the contract that had to be signed to guarantee the rooms.
Well, right. But again, the idea is why are people able to simply come across the border as it is? And again, we understand having a process for immigration. There are ways to enter the United States. The American people are not anti-immigration. But what the Biden administration has done is they have brought this crisis upon us, and then simply want to blame Donald Trump. They want to do anything under the sun other than say, uh-oh, we made a huge mistake. We have to stop this right now so that we can get a handle on things. But they won't do that.
Now, President Donald Trump left the border in much better condition than what Biden is describing it or his cronies by saying, well, it was left in decrepit shape and we had to start all over. And all this crap that we're hearing is just that crap. The Biden administration has screwed up from day one with the border by stopping and saying, well, we're not going to finish the wall. We're not going to do that. And right away, if they just finished the wall, it would help in some areas because we're seeing people walk around the unfinished wall.
Well, that's right. And what it's also done, what the Joe Biden administration, Kamala Harris administration has done, is they have created this issue now where you have the unaccompanied minors, You have much more than we ever had. And then, of course, you also have the cartels that are capitalizing on this, human trafficking and so forth. And you're right, because there's no order to any of this. They have brought this upon us now. That's what they've done.
Yeah. And voters are evenly divided about President Joe Biden's ability to perform the duties of his office. And nearly half of the voters believe that others, other than Joe Biden, are really in charge of the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
It really is. And I'll tell you this, was there ever any question that President Trump wasn't making the decisions?
No.
No. And was there ever any question that Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, I mean, you know, generally speaking, we understand what their philosophies were and so forth, but they were the president. Joe Biden seems to be, there's so many questions going on about his abilities and his state of mind and so forth, that this is very dangerous for our country, Republican and Democrat alike.
Well, the latest is what we saw in a video when he got out of Air Force One and was headed towards a helicopter and obviously appeared dazed and confused on the tarmac, which is not uncommon for what we're seeing. He's clearly not mentally well and has a hard time performing the basic duties of the office, including much of the recent interaction with the press where they grab him away as quickly as they can, and there's obviously a reason for that. And I posted a video on my Facebook page as well as in the chat room group that people can go look at and make up their own mind by seeing what's going on there. At the beginning of the video, he just seems to be greeting people in his typical robotic fashion and then just goes off and wanders. And the Secret Service jumped in an attempt to usher him back to Marine One, point him in the right direction, which he was supposed to be boarding. And instead of just turning around and going, he turns around to have a look back and forth with the agents with Kamala Harris walks over, speaks to him, pats him on the shoulder, and points him in the right direction. And then Biden finally meanders towards the helicopter and boards. This was so obvious it wasn't funny.
No, it's not funny at all. And you're right. It's as if he and I'm glad you said the word robotic. There seems to be certain things Joe Biden.
He's going through the pre-rehearsed motions.
Yes. Or there's some muscle memory to all that, where he stops and talks to somebody, and he can just sort of Joe Biden them at that time, and this kind of thing. But when he started to move away, those agents looked, you know, pretty
They came up and stopped him from wandering over into the middle of nowhere, because there was nothing where he was going. Nothing.
Right. Scary.
And this is serious, folks. We have a president that is obviously distressed in some way. And we, the people, need to know what it is and what the hell is going on, because we're all being snowballed. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is spending millions on hotel rooms as it struggles to deal with the influx of migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. Axios reporting that the administration has signed an $86 million contract with hotels in Texas and Arizona to house about 1,200 migrants. On Sunday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas blamed the Trump administration for the surge of asylum-seeking unaccompanied minors, saying they dismantled the system for asylum claims. But Senator Shelley Moore Capito says the majority of Americans don't care about blame. The West Virginia Republican tells Fox News that migrants keep coming because they believe they'll be able to get into the country.
I think they want this situation to get under control. It is not under control. The word is out in the Northern Triangle countries that you're going to be able to get in and stay and sent into the interior of our country if you make it to the border. We're having children crossing long crossings with, who knows, traffickers where families are paying thousands of dollars.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to take it away there, Kyle, hanging on the telephone line. We'll get right to him in a minute, but this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico Insurance has been my company of record for just about 16 years. Now, they are the best at what they do, in my opinion, and I'll tell you why. Now, first of all, you can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com, and get a rate quote and whatever you want to do, or even find out who your local agent is over there. All you got to do is type in your zip code, and you're in like Flynn. So, Geico has been, in fact, saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. So can the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. They offer coverage for your car, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all of that. And they can even help you with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agency or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. So go over there and give them a look, see what they can do for you. After all you got to save is money, right? And Geico, I'll tell you what, they are the best at what they do, bar none, in my humble opinion. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How many months ago did I tell you that Donald Trump was planning on putting together some sort of social media and or, well, I think I used the word media website or group. How many months ago was it?
Well, it's at least two or three.
Right.
At least, yeah.
Well, yesterday, out of the clear blue sky, Jason Miller, a spokesman for Trump's 2020 campaign, told the network that Donald Trump would re-enter the social media space with a new platform of his own that would completely redefine the game. Now, he plans to launch his own platform in 2 to 3 months from yesterday. That, so said by Jason Miller. Now, Miller provided no further details and no comment was immediately available from officials with the Trump Organization. How do you think I knew about it?
How's that?
Well, maybe somebody told me about it from the Trump group.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I'm not letting the cat out of any bag yet. But there is definitely, I am aware of what's going on. Now, Twitter last week said it would seek public input on when and how it should ban world leaders, whoop-de-doo, saying it was reviewing policy and considering whether the leaders should be held to the same rules as other users. Meanwhile, Twitter, Facebook, and others have been under scrutiny for the way they handle accounts of politicians and government officials after their ban of Trump and for inciting violence. Now, Facebook, which definitely suspended Donald Trump back in January, has asked its independent oversight board to decide whether or not the ban should stand. In the meantime, Donald Trump said, screw you, I'm going to start my own network.
Well, that's right. And I think that's exactly what it appears that he's going to do. And I think that we'll look back on this, Captain, and find out that the banning of President Trump from various social media platforms.
Big mistake.
And because, again, people are going to go where they feel that they can say what they want to say. Obviously, we're not talking about violence or hatred or any of these kinds of things. But politically, to be able to interact in an open space, in an open forum. President Trump, I think, Captain, is going to draw tens of millions of people easily to something like this. And the fact that Twitter or Facebook had banned him before, you know, these things have a way of becoming passé very, very quickly. And if they're not careful, that could probably happen to them as people find a place where their voices can be heard.
They are estimating to begin with that the Trump website could have, the Trump social media website could have as many as 10 million people involved right off the bat.
Well, that's exactly true. Exactly. And I think it would be maybe even a lot more than that, or obviously would grow very, very quickly. But the space that we're in right now is where people feel that everything has been politicized. You can't say anything. People can't say even just their opinion about something, the weather that day or something, without somehow it becoming absolutely politicized. And so, again, I think that they'll find that what they want is a real breath of fresh air in something like this.
Now, we should probably get into the little Dr. Fauci report here. Let me see. I forget what the music was we were looking for, little Fauci. But let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. We'll do it as a circle back. We're going to circle back on Dr. Fauci because he deserves this one. Kyle, a little noticed but wholly damning peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of Science, Public Health Safety, and Law last October revealed that the CDC, fronted by little Dr. Anthony Fauci, disregarded federal laws and regulations in changing how the government counts deaths from COVID, inflating the mortality numbers as a result. Wowzer, Rudy.
Well, yeah, wow, wow, and wow. Because, again, what that did, you know, COVID's a real thing, and so many people have either died from it or been very sick from it. But the narrative was shaped and formed by these numbers, basically. And if those numbers were not accurate, then we have an incorrect narrative that was given out. Just that simple.
Well, we do have an incorrect narrative that was given out just based on what I just told you. There's no way that we could not have.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. And so, again, this is going to outrage people because, Captain, the narrative that was put out there was the basis, the very foundation for shutting everything down, literally killing entire industries, it would seem, or at least mortally wounding them, as far as we can tell, and having all kinds of problems that we are seeing. And those problems are still coming. In the form of when, for example, the eviction moratoriums are eventually lifted. These kinds of things are very real. They're going to have a very real impact on real people.
Well, here's the deal. If these people that are living in the blue states, the progressive blue states and the blue cities, don't wake up to what was done to them right under their noses and they just went along with it and vote these clowns out that created this mess, then shame on them for whatever comes along afterwards, because this country is not, I repeat, this country is not going to continue to bail your butts out for something that you could have stopped.
Well, exactly right. And again, everybody wants to be safe. We've always established that. But again, if you had, especially leadership in various blue states that were, again, sort of being able to lord it over people under the guise of the COVID-19 emergency, then I think there is going to be a major backlash. We see a lot happening with the recall right now,
yeah,
Captain,
yeah.
And I think that's going to continue to have an impact.
Never had any problems with mail-in ballots, did we?
No.
Well, federal attorneys in North Carolina have been investigating allegations of voter-related fraud by mail-in ballots for about 18 months now, and as of this past Friday, a total of 24 people have been arrested and charged with violations involving mail-in ballots.
Isn't that something? You know, it turns out that, there was voter fraud going on in places. I mean, again.
I am so not shocked.
Well, of course. And again, there was a narrative about that. It wasn't just that the voter fraud wasn't enough to change the election results or manipulate the election, but that there was no voter fraud. I mean, that was eventually the party line was, no, there was no voter fraud, and anybody that tells you that is just some kind of Trump supporter out there.
They're smoking the popcorn they're trying to eat.
Right. Right.
Yeah, literally. They're smoking the popcorn they're trying to eat. And Eric can think about that one for a minute. He's in the chat room, just chimed in, said something. I don't know what it was. I didn't see it. But, folks, we are going to have our Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up next. And then I've got a story that we're going to get in before the top of the hour about Iran that, according to the National Security Council, has threatened to kill one of our U.S. Army generals in Washington, D.C., and attack a D.C. base right along the water. My God, I hope this is wrong, but it wouldn't surprise me based on what they tried to do before. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia way. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah to everybody there at Fort Benning tonight. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see that sign on the road, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I said you get yourself a free cup of coffee. And guess what? You will get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then while you're there, consider joining the Drivers Club. In the meantime, here we go.
We're beginning.
Senator. Wow!
Legendary Foo Fighters on an AC/DC song. Kyle, what is that?
Yes, Let That Be Rock.
Wow, I'm telling you, I let that play for a little while because, you know, I know there were guys grabbing gears in the middle of that, and they probably grabbed three gears instead of two.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's all good stuff here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we keep people awake at night. That's what we do. So if that offended a few people out there, hey, too bad. Now, let's see here. Flip just chimed in. And I'm not sure what he, well, I'll have to look at that later, Flip, whatever that is. But here's the deal, okay? We know that the weather is not going to please everybody tonight. So I'm going to read the statement, Kyle. I'm going to give it to you, and we'll go from there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Two storm systems will impact parts of the U.S. early this week. A powerful low-pressure system will lift from the southern plains to the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes with severe thunderstorms, locally heavy rain, critical fire weather threats, and some snow. Meanwhile, another system will dig from the northwest to the south-central Rockies with rain, gusty winds, and heavy mountain snow, and it's already doing its thing in New Mexico and Colorado.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we will talk about those as well. We're going to start up in the Pacific Northwest tonight. We have a winter weather advisory stretching from basically the Canadian border down through central Washington, down through looks like western Oregon there. Seattle, Portland, of course, impacted by this. Seattle and Portland looking at rain for the next several days. This we should be moving east, we understand. There is a winter weather advisory also in western Washington and western Oregon, straddling the border of those states there. This also along I-84 between Island City and Pendleton in Oregon. Also over in Idaho tonight, winter weather advisory, this along I-90 near Coeur d'Alene, and that of course brings in the 4th of July pass. 4th of July pass saying look out for icy patches. Also, the forecast there is moderate snow, maybe up to 2 inches of new snow accumulation, and wind gusts up to 14 miles per hour are expected there. So if you're traveling across I-90 tonight in that area, be very, very careful. Down in northern Nevada, winter weather advisory, also winter weather advisory in the central part of the state. Southern California looks pretty clear right now, but we might be getting some gusty winds over the next couple of days, certainly by Wednesday, which could impact you out there if you're in the desert area and so forth, especially. high-profile vehicle. Fire weather warning in southeastern Arizona tonight, and also high wind warning in southern New Mexico as well. And, of course, as the captain was just mentioning, winter storm warning in Colorado tonight, this in the Denver area.
Yep.
That winter storm warning is very, very important. Looks like they're going to begin getting more snow, of course, in that area. They've got some rapidly changing conditions that have been happening, so be very careful in that area. Of course, you're coming out I-70, for example, out of Denver. Be aware of all this tonight.
Well, 1 week it's in the teens and it's snowing, and the next week it's in the 70s and everything's thawing and we're warning people about floods, and then the next week it's back in the 30s and the 20s and the teens and it's snowing again. You just can't win up there, right?
That's right. Our friends in Denver, exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, let me go down here to Kansas, because we do have some flood watches and warnings west of Kansas City, northern part of Kansas, as it would be to the west of Kansas City, west of St. Joseph, Missouri as well, over in that section. That water's probably going to find its way to the Missouri River. In the meantime, we do have a lot of patchy areas of flooding starting in Illinois along the Mississippi River and running inland off the Mississippi River some 15, 20 miles all the way down to the central part of Louisiana. And it's pretty much confined to the areas, the low-lying areas near or close to the Mississippi River, with one exception, and that would be in Tennessee over to the east of Memphis and right on the line where Alabama and Mississippi come together, right there, that part of Tennessee has got a flood watch right there. Now, we do have gale force wind warnings from Chesapeake, Norfolk, Virginia, all the way down tonight to just about Myrtle Beach. And we've got some windy conditions as well, with the possibility of some thunderstorms up there in what's called the Big Bend area of Florida. Might have a little bit of weather off the east coast of Florida from Jacksonville all the way down to, all the way down to about Fort Lauderdale, some patchy areas down there. But we'll wait and we'll see about that. Now, Kyle, we're not going to have enough time to bring this up this time, but I'm just going to mention, here's the headline when we come back after the top of the hour news, folks. Iran has threatened to kill one of our U.S. Army generals and to attack an Army base in Washington, D.C. This is very specific, what's coming out from the NSC right now. And Army Major General Omar Jones, the commander of the Military District of Washington, who said that this evidence was credible and specific, the threats made against top U.S. military officials who live on the base. But he only mentioned a swimmer who was arrested after ending up on the base recently. Don't know if that has any connection to it at all, but we're going to mention it because this is a an attack similar to what we saw when our destroyer was hit over there in the Arabian Peninsula. All right. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. Coming right back, Kathy's going to take you to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.